Nicholas Vargas had never been all that good at sports. He liked to play basketball, but he scored a lot higher with a controller in his hand and an animated character shooting the baskets for him. Same with baseball and tennis and even swimming. He saw absolutely no reason why anything would be different when it came to giant killing. Nick's stepsister, Lori, had twisted her blonde tangles into braids because she'd read somewhere that it was important to keep hair off your face in a fight. She was determined to learn how to kill giants, but Nick was pretty sure that she was bad at basketball and baseball and swimming, both in real life and on the screen. A notebook was balanced on her knees, and she had set a microcassette recorder on the ground so she could replay the whole lesson later. She chewed the end of her pencil thoughtfully, ready to take extra notes as No-See-Em Jack started to speak.
"First, you gotta find the giant," he said, sitting down on a stump.
They were in the front yard of Jack's ramshackle house in the middle of the day, and the humid air settled on all their shoulders like a heavy blanket.
"If he's moving, things have already gone too far. Your best bet is doing the slaying before they wake up."
Lori raised her hand. Jack kept on talking.
"Couple of ways to know they're giants underfoot. They like the swamps. But they like fresh water better than salt since they gotta drink it through their skin. Look for rocks and hills, especially if they've got odd-colored grass on them. Lots of the time, that grass is really hair."
Lori waved her hand a little, impatiently. Nick snatched her pencil. On the page of her notebook, he wrote,
"He's blind."
Jack's eyes were cloudy with what Nick thought might be cataracts. His grandma had had cataracts, and the doctors did some kind of laser surgery on them. But Jack's eyes looked much worse than Nick's grandmother's had. No-See-Em Jack. It was a really sad nickname. He'd had the sight, and blindness took it away from him. Maybe he could see a little bit through the cloudiness, but obviously he couldn't see enough to notice a hand waving in front of his face.
"Are there girl giants?"
Lori asked, interrupting a story Jack had been telling about finding a giant by the way his mountainous head and weed-like hair were covered with dandruff.
He said, and then scratched his head. "Sure. I guess. Mostly I never noticed any difference."
Lori wrote something in her notebook, nodding.
"Look," Nick said, "this is dumb. We're just two kids. And you said that more giants were going to wake up. All of them, maybe. All at once. We can't stop that. This is useless."
"We all gotta play the hand we're dealt," Jack said, picking up his machete. "This area's where the highest concentration of giants is. Estimates maybe 30 still around. There are two good killing blows guaranteed to put down a giant if you just..."
"What hand was I dealt? It's summer," said Nick. "My job in the summer is to have fun. School's out. We shouldn't have to come here every other day."
"But these lessons aren't like school," Lori said.
"Oh, come on," said Nick. "It's not like you really want to kill anything. You're just excited because you get to talk about giants all day long. This isn't pretend anymore."
She narrowed her eyes.
"I know that."
"Do you?" Nick looked over at Jack, but he was just shaking his head at both of them.
"Wait, I have it," Lori said. "We have to get other people to join us."
"That's crazy," Nick said. "No one would believe us."
"We gotta make them believe," said Lori.
Jack grunted softly.
"You think you could?"
He looked hopeful, which only made Nick feel more glum. Maybe Jack had already realized what bad students he had and how hopeless this was.
"I know I could," said Lori, full of stupid certainty. "And we could get Jared and Simon to come back, and maybe they'll bring Mallory this time, and maybe they've met other people who would want to help."
"Jared and Simon went home to Maine. They're not coming back," Nick said. "They got what they wanted. They got their uncle's papers."
"Either way," said Jack, "there's one thing we can be sure about. The more people we got to train, the more you both better know. So listen up."
With that, he began telling a complicated story about what it appeared to be two giants sleeping side by side, but turned out to be a rare type of giant with two heads. Lori recorded every word.